keeping bears and people safe at Haines Chilkoot River, and gearing up for the Klondike Road Relay. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The mountains and woods around Haines are home to many bears. For the most part, people try to avoid them. But there's one spot where people seek them out. Bears fishing in Chilkoot River draw spectators throughout the summer. There are several people that help keep the convergence of animals, fish, and humans controlled. I spent some time on the river with one of them. Jamie Grubb steps out of her white and green Alaska State Parks truck around 6:30 a.m. and almost immediately spots a bear in the river.
It'll move. See it moving?
No.
It's a chilly morning. The river and the road beside it are still in the shade. And Grubb, who works as a bear monitor for parks, sips hot coffee to keep herself warm.
What I do is I protect the bears from the people. I'm supposed to protect the people from the bears, but really the bears need protection from the people because they get way too close. People get extremely close to the bears.
This early in the morning, it's still pretty quiet on the often busy corridor. Few humans, that is, but around a dozen coastal brown bears come and go looking for fishy breakfast. Later in the day, it can get really crowded with visitors and congested with their vehicles. And the bears frequent the weir, a tool used by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to count fish returning to the river. Fish and Game provides support for bear monitoring as well.
It's much easier for the fish or the bears to pin the fish up against the weir than it is to chase them upstream and fight the current also.
Grubb stands in the road on one side of the weir and communicates with a Chilkoot Bear Foundation board member on the other side by handheld radio.
You have who coming down?
Speedy coming right down the road.
Lovely!
Speedy's a Chilkoot River regular. She and her three cubs parade confidently past cars, RVs, and photographers.
I love how this bear just owns the road. She just owns everything. Here she comes.
Grubb is making sure cars don't pass through the section of road in front of the weir while bears are in or approaching the corridor.
Nobody comes across right now. We got the little single bear, and here comes Speedy. She sees her.
And even when there aren't bears in the road, she often stops and talks to drivers before they pass through the area.
Good morning. This is another part of my job. See you guys later. You bet, hun.
That includes tour buses shuttling guests along the corridor and out to Chilkoot Lake.
We're on a schedule, so I try and get them through as quickly as possible, but they all seem to be super respectful, and if I ask them to wait, then they understand, and they're really good. They're all really good. The tour guides they're more help than anything, actually.
Grubb has had this job for 2 summers, and she said she's never seen a dangerous situation arise between bears and humans out here. But she says those could come up without this kind of control. Grubb is very comfortable in the presence of bears. She says it's important to understand their behavior.
I tell people all the time, like, we're not a food source for them. We're just more like mosquitoes. We're in their way. We're just an irritant.
She points to the around 20 years experience she has working with horses.
I think that's the biggest part of it, is it's a large animal and you have to be able to read the animal correctly and their behavior and know what is right and what is wrong.
Grubb says it's important to move out of the animal's way and give them plenty of space, especially sows with cubs. Near the Chilkoot Weir, visitors are instructed to stay behind a designated line.
I have photographers that come and they hide in the bushes and camouflage and they scare me, and I'm like, if you're scaring me, you're going to scare a sow with cubs and then it's going to be all over for you.
Grubb pays close attention to the bears, scanning the road and the river, monitoring their behavior.
Oh, got a fish. Wonder if she's going to, nope, she's going to eat it. She's not going to give it to her kids yet. Oh, here comes that little girl again. Honey, she's still fishing. You're not going to be able to get there. But see, she knows there's fish there, so she's going to keep trying. Poor thing. Cute little thing, though, huh?
She talks to the bears as they come and go and remembers her first interaction with Speedy's cubs.
Of course, I was like, hey, Speedy, how you doing? As she was walking by, I went, oh, You have a cub. You have two. You have three. And all three of them stood up and went, it made this really weird noise that I'd never heard before. And I was like, hey, dudes, get to know me. You're going to see me all summer.
There are a lot more bears around this year compared to last, says Grubb.
Last year, there wasn't as many bears around because there was so much fish. And this year, there's 25 bears.
The Upper Lynn Canal saw a strong return of sockeye this summer. But right now, Southeast Alaska is experiencing a very low pink salmon run. The Haynesboro is closely monitoring the congestion that comes with tourism season at Chilkoot River. Earlier this year, the Haines Assembly placed a moratorium on new tours looking to visit Chilkoot. And recently, Fish and Game installed an electric fence on the weir in an effort to protect the employee counting fish. As for the day-to-day operations, Grubb says keeping bears and humans safe is a, quote, family effort, with many different people and groups contributing. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. The 36th annual Klondike Road Relay is on Friday, September 7th. The more than 100-mile relay begins in Skagway. Teams race overnight through the White Pass to the finish in Whitehorse. The race is broken up into 10 legs, with most runners taking on between 6 and 16 miles. Though teams can race with as few as 6 runners, and some individuals run in the ultra category, the entire distance from Carcross to Whitehorse. There are a few new rules this year. Runners on leg 3 of the race are now required to check in with their passports at Canada Customs, and race organizers are no longer offering bottled water at checkpoints, though there will be refill stations at a few places along the race. Runners are reminded to bring enough water to stay hydrated for the duration of their legs. Registration for the race closed in July with nearly 200 teams participating. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.